Okay, guys,
Love
welcome back to Sit Up Too. Hello. Welcome back to Chin Up Tuesday. We actually had some issues with the production due to the weather and other places, so we definitely want to get back in there with you guys. And what we are talking about now are the roles of being a
Can you?
Pastor. The role of being a pastor's wife. We totally apologize, but we did have some issues due to the weather. And now we can get everybody in, and I see it has been an issue with some of our callers. And I did get inboxes on Facebook letting us know that they cannot call in. So we definitely want to go ahead and get them in there. So I've sent everybody an inbox replying to go ahead and call us back now. Because Mel and I kind of went into, we were talking about the situation with Megan Good and being a pastor's wife. And I kind of want to reiterate the actual picture that we had, that we were showing on Facebook, kind of talking about what was going on with, and I'm so sorry because I keep seeing, everybody just keeps saying, I can't get in. So what I will do is I have Mel go ahead and put out a blast that they can get in now because
you can hear me right now.
I have people coming in now. I'm actually blasting it too, letting everybody trying to call.
If I can get back in, they ought to be able to get in now.
Yeah, they can get in now. They can get in right now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm about to send out an actual blast letting them know again that we have reset everything to where everybody can get in right now. So basically, we do want to hear your thoughts and your views on the actual topic. So definitely, please go ahead and try to get back in on the show. And I totally apologize that we were having some technical difficulties.
Well,
and they told
it's
us
out of our control,
earlier.
Man.
Yeah, it is definitely out of our control. They did tell us earlier that we would probably have some issues with production today just due to the thunderstorm, and it will be all week. But we do want to kind of go back to what we were saying earlier that, you know, it is controversy by Megan Good being a pastor's wife and her provocative way of dressing. A lot of people have an issue with that, with how she how she dresses. And my co-host and I we discussed it's, she got the body, so she, you know, of course, flaunted. But again, we gotta the elders in the church, they definitely do speak, you know, have a large say so, you know, in what's going on. So
did the article tell you any kind of whatever, like a number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 type deal, what a pastor's wife should be?
Going back to the article when I was saying that they're looking for a pastor's wife to be polished, you know, to be polished and kind of, you know, really fully clothed. And then that goes back to like some of the other, and we really don't talk politics on our show, but I will go to some of the, you know, where they discuss like religion and stuff like that, you know, where people say, like the Muslims, how they're fully dressed, you know, so
right.
They feel like a pastor's wife should definitely be dressed fully clothed. She can be sexy, but a sexy in another way. I say that. I guess in that other way would be.
A veil over their face?
A nun?
Why didn't drag the women on that? I know you seen that preacher show where the women on there, they be catfighting and all of this and that, and the clothes that they were wearing and all this stuff going on, all these plane trips. Why nobody ain't never ridiculed them? All of a sudden this young lady gets on the internet and looks extremely good in her white bathing suit and gets a lot of flack behind it. I don't think it was really necessary.
Yeah, I agree, and I totally agree. But it is what it is. You know, a lot of people are kind of looking at the whole concept of a preacher wife being like, who can I use? Maybe like Coretta Scott King, you know, Nelson Mandela's wife. You know, we're kind of, you know, so I'm assuming that's where.
They were old, though.
Well, actually, okay.
How does Creflo Dollar's wife dress?
I did look up Taffy Dollar, and she does have a way. She does have a little way of dressing. You know, kind of.
But I ain't never seen her. Is she old? Suit. Creflo ugly though, so you know she. I ain't never seen her before, so you know maybe she ain't got no choice but to wear the server outfit. Like at the restaurant, like you go to the restaurant when they serve your food, you go in the buffet line. What's that place?
Ryan?
Not Ryan. The other one where all the old people go when it on Sunday. They got the little buffet. Man, what the name of it? It's been around a long time. Anyway, she probably dressed like that. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's it.
They want that. I mean, you know, but that's what the older women looking for. And I'm gonna and let me do this. Okay, let me go ahead and I want to go to a post right quick, if you don't mind. I definitely want to read this as I wait for, and I see, and thank everybody for tuning back in with us due to our technical difficulties. Thank you guys for tuning back in, because we do want to hear your views. We definitely do. But since Mailman and I did not elaborate on anything on yesterday, we're going to state our opinions today on how we actually feel about the topic. And I am,
yeah.
And I kind of want to just.
Did they start the show all the way over, or?
We're gonna go ahead and just we're gonna run it, you know, until we and I didn't even see this until we get to a point to where until we get to a neutral point, you know, and hear what, you know, some of our callers have to say. But this, and I didn't even read this, so I guess we got this earlier today. You know, we had some people saying that it's hot. The outfit is hot. Let's before I take a caller, and I do see you guys. Don't think I don't see you. I will give me just 1 second, if you don't mind. I'm definitely gonna hear what you have to say about it. Give me just 1 minute. Okay, this comes from one of our viewers on Facebook. If the vacation is a private beach, private place, etc., then what a pastor and his wife do is their business. Now, if she is at a public beach, public location, then I don't think it is the best choice. As women of God, we are supposed to be modest in what we wear. That is straight Bible. Not man's idea, but God's. Whether or not it is a trip of their own, church, conference, etc., this is not acceptable attire in God's book. We shouldn't be stumbling block for someone else. Men are going to look. That is their nature. And just because we have a nice body doesn't give us the right to make someone else sin. Lusting, drooling. I want to get to that lusting part too, because we definitely had some stuff on lust. I really hope those people call in. By what we're wearing. Women and men, Christians should be representing Christ wherever they go, and I always examine myself this way. Would I wear this, drink that, look at that, buy that? If Jesus, God, was standing right beside me, if I can answer yes, then I know I am okay. If not, then I'm changing. She's a beautiful lady, but also be a beautiful godly lady. So that comes to what you was asking me about the dress. So you know it is. So as you can, it is the way you're supposed to dress, modest. You know,
modest.
You can be sexy for you. Go ahead. You can be sexy for your husband.
You said modest.
Modest. Yes. Modest.
Right.
Yeah. Because you asked that, and it goes further. But I do know I see several people trying to get in, so I definitely want to hear what they have to say. So let me go ahead and chime the first caller in. Cause, hey, you on the air? What's up?
Hello?
Hey, welcome to
Yo,
Tuesday. Hey.
Caller, you there?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, well. I'm going to touch back on what you just read. Number one, for ministers and ministers' wives, pastors' wives, the Bible tells you to read, and with all your reading, get understanding. Like you just said, how in the world can a man of God or a woman of God help anybody out when you're aiding to what their problem could be? I don't care who you are. There's no way in the world you're going to sit there and tell me you're a man or woman of God unless you're just blind to what you got going on. And if you're intelligent, there's no way that you're blind. You're just disregarding what God said. Now, I don't claim to be holier than anybody or anything, but I know what the truth is. And the Bible did tell a woman and man to be modest in their dress apparel. Just because you got it, that don't mean you flaunt it. Because here's the thing. I heard something from a comedian one time, and it was Dave Chappelle. He ran up on a woman, and he said, "Hey, baby." She had on a nice little dress. Said, "Hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? I want to take you back home and bust you open, you know, when we get from the club." And she said, "Just because I'm dressed this way don't mean I'm a whore. Don't mean,
right.
You know, I'm busted, baby. You know, so..." He puts another scenario. A woman's getting robbed, and you know, she and a man standing on the corner with a police uniform on, and she runs to the man and she says, "Hey, help me. Help me, officer. I'm getting robbed." And he turns to the woman and he says, "Hey, just because I got this on don't mean I'm a police officer. So if you're not a whore, don't wear a whore's uniform." Number one.
Makes sense.
If you're not that type of person, you shouldn't wear the uniform. I mean, like you said in the beginning, as men, we're going to look. And a man should never have to lust after his own wife when it's his. She belongs to him. He already know what he got. There's no reason for her to entertain the secular world or anybody else. Her job is only entertain her man. And at the same token, she still have to be modest in doing that. She still has to be a woman of God and still have to represent, especially if she calls herself a pillar of the church, a pastor's wife. You have to set an example. Because, see, some man is wrestling with certain things as far as whether it's pornography, whether it's any type of perverseness, wrestling with a spirit of wanting to be a whore, the whole nine. And when he's wrestling with that, how can you aid him when you're dressed that way? I guarantee you, if an alcoholic go to an AA meeting, they're not going to sit there with alcohol out there saying, "Hey, we got a full bar." They're not going to do it.
Yeah, makes sense.
It makes sense.
Come on.
But let me ask you a question. Okay, so basically you're saying that what I want to know is, is the dress code appropriate to you?
No. As a man, put it like this. I was raised in the church. At the same time, I've been in the streets. I've been in the streets and I've been in the church, and I know better. Now, the first thing come to mind, oh, my God, Lord Jesus. First thing come to mind, being a man, that's just being honest. I don't care who you are, whether you a deacon, a pastor, your mind is going to go there. If you're being honest with yourself, you're not going to sit there and tuck your tail between your legs, as they say, and be like, no, sir. Your nature's going to take and go for what it knows. It's not appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say, whether you're a minister, whether you co-pastor, no. You're supposed to set an example as a pastor's wife. You can sit there and say, "We free in Christ Jesus." No. That's why in the New Testament, it gave the instructions for a pastor and his wife, for a deacon and his wife. It gave the instructions. It gave that in the New Testament.
What about the bathing suit situation? They on the cruise, vacation, or whatever. It just so happened the picture gets leaked. Do you think that was right for her wearing the bathing suit, or was she supposed to be covered up in some type of way?
There's a scripture in the Bible that said, "Don't let your good be evil spoken of." Now, in their good, trying to go and have a nice time, that's the reason why the Bible said, "Don't let your good be evil spoken of." Meaning, you got some men that go out and say, "Sister," they go out at 2 o'clock at night and they say, "Oh, sister having a problem, and if she having an issue, I'm gonna pray for you." And he goes out by himself to that sister's house. Now, how does that look at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? You know what you do? You bring your wife or someone with you that can vouch for you. Now, they may be having fun, all good, but guess what? Somebody, the devil lurking, trying to find, look at this here. You see what I see? See, they ain't all that Christian as they say they are. That's why it says, "Don't let your good be evil spoken of." You still have to set an example. I don't care, even in your home. The Bible told us not to even be naked in front of our loved ones, in front of our children, because flesh is going to be flesh. That's one of the reasons why Alexander the Great had a sexual-type relationship with his own mother. And in other times that people had relationships with their own kinsmen, because flesh is just going to be flesh. It don't matter who, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your auntie. You got men to this day now will sit there. "Yeah, I know she my second cousin, but I still bust it open." The Bible said flesh is going to, and that's exactly what it's going to be. That's why you have the perverseness that's going on. That's why God intended for us to, as Christians, if you call yourself Christians, to be different, completely different. That you can be sexy, you can be nice looking, but at the same time, he said, be modest in your apparel. That's not modest. You damn near naked. You're naked. You're almost naked. And guess what? For a man like me, and I'm just being honest, I know I wrestle with certain things, and when I look at it, I'm like, Sister K, you can get it. And that's
what right.
I mean. They're just being real as a man. But at the same time, I'm going to be realer, and real and go beyond that and say, that's a wife, somebody's wife. At the same time, leave that alone, brother. Don't go there. But I'm just telling you this. But see, somebody that's not as strong as me is not going to be that way. So as ministers, as pastors, as deacons, as mothers, as pastors' wives, you got to set an example. You got to lead by example. Because, see, that uniform that you got on ain't no different than what a chick got on in the club. So if a man walk up on her right now and say, hey, baby, you can get it right now, how can she be offended?
She can't be offended. That's right.
You just painted a picture for a man that don't know no better. So how can you be? So think about it. Now ask yourself a question. If that pastor was to wear, now part of her titties is hanging out, part of her vaginal area is hanging out. Now if that man was to wear a bathing suit where part of his manhood hanging out, and he walking around like that, okay, then you tell me the difference. There's no difference. But guess what? I guarantee you a difference would be made just because he's a man. But it's no difference.
Okay, so I was kind of leaning towards the, and I know leaning towards the, because I'm kind of going through the article as well as on the Facebook post, and really the Facebook post is enough personally than my actual article because it was so much, and I didn't even know, and we had more people that I didn't even see because I kind of, we had so many on, because I kept posting. So I see so many different comments, like the one I just read. I didn't even see that, you know, throughout the day because I have so many going on, and that was just a couple of hours ago. So people are still elaborating on this, and I do not want to make this a two-part show, but because we definitely have other topics to discuss, but it seems like this is really raising the eyebrows of a lot of people. And I wasn't expecting it to go so knee deep, but I definitely like it. But anyway, going to what I want to say is, so you do feel like, because I'm going back to yesterday, to one of our Facebook posts, to where someone says that they lust. We talked about lust and lusting for their wife. So you do feel like, and then you know I'm gonna have to go. This show is bare all, so we definitely want to talk about. I'm gonna kind of throw in there some things sexually too when it comes to being married to a pastor wife. Do you think there's limitations on the things they do in bed? But I definitely want to say, I was reading to where someone, a young lady, stated that, let me just go to the actual post.
These are actual people, though, man. So you can't, I guess you got to look at it like.
Well, yeah, because this is what I'm saying. But this is the thing. So I heard that, I'm reading. So you can't look for your wife, you lust for something that you can't have or something that's outside of what, you know.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
The thing about it, how can you lust for something that belongs to you? How do you lust for something that belongs? You can desire her. And that's the thing about the difference between a man and a woman anyway. A woman desires certain things.
When you look up the word lust in the dictionary, it actually says desire as a meaning of love.
Right. Because the gentleman did.
What content of desire?
He did post that the definition of lust. Very strong sexual desire. He knew that his lust was for her had returned. Sexual desire, sexual appetite, sexual longing. So you don't feel like you can long and desire. Because when I'm in a relationship, I be longing for that man. I mean, help me with
it. Here's the thing. I will say the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. Now, here's the thing. When something belongs to you, there's no reason to lust when something belongs. When someone belongs to you, the Bible tells you don't envy or don't covet thy neighbor's wife. That's what the Bible told
right.
you to. And the reason right. being because when you begin to covet, you begin to lust. Now,
right.
Endurance now, when you have something that belongs to you, you have no reason to lust after. You can desire. Now, the reason why the definition used the word to desire, you're desiring the wrong person, and then you begin to lust. You're desiring the wrong thing. It does not belong to you. That's why the word is lust. Now, when you got a woman that you come home to every day, now I guarantee you, you come home to this woman and for 10 years, I guarantee you're not going to be lusting. You're going to be waiting to get away from her.
Okay.
That's the reason that word can't coincide or coexist between a husband and a wife. But to desire her, to want her, to need her, those are the words that coexist between a husband and a wife. But when you begin to lust after something, and you really have to dig deep for that word, you really have to dig deep into the definition of that word to lust after something. Because when you lust after something, what coincides with that? David in the Bible lusted after a man's wife that was in his army. And he lusted after this man's wife to the point where he had the man killed. That's the reason why you don't have to lust after your wife, because she belongs to you. You don't have to go to no extreme to get her. But when you begin to lust for something that you want, you begin to go to the extremes just to get it. You begin to do things unseemly just to get it, just to do it, just to have it. That's the difference. A man and his wife, that's something sacred. Whatever they have and they're going on in their bedroom between them two is sacred. The Bible say the bed is not defiled. That's why they call it holy matrimony.
Right.
That's where they got mattress from. Matrimony is holy. Whatever they want to do in their bedroom, whatever they come up with in their mind that they feel like, hey, this is what we like, this is what we want to do, God ain't got nothing against that. That's between them two. Nobody can say otherwise. And that's why I say you can't lust. You can want, desire, and have your wife, your husband. But to lust after, if you got to lust after, she's not yours.
Right about that. It makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But, okay, so let me go back. Let me go back. We're going to go back to the – because I'm pretty much done with the article, because I see we need deep into the actual role of being a pastor's wife. Now, I can't right now – the life that I feel like I am a Christian, I will say that, but I can say right now, I don't see myself being married to an actual preacher just because the lifestyle that I live. I'm not wild or fast or anything, but if you look back at the post on yesterday, a pastor chimed in, and that was a pastor that I was actually talking to that I know personally. When I say, well, is it okay for your wife to actually have drinks with the girl? And he basically said, if you go back to the talk, that she shouldn't even desire to, that's something she wouldn't even want to do, is go out and have drinks with the girl. But I feel that this is
I agree with him as well.
Now why you agree with him?
I agree with him because this is the thing about God. God is something greater than we could imagine. And the reason being, there was a man that walked so close to God named Enoch that he never saw death. He never saw hell. He went straight to God. Now, God is so powerful, and I know this because of some of the things I've seen in my life. Whether I go that route or not go that route, but I have this understanding, I know this truth. When you get to a certain point in God, when you get to a certain position, certain things you'll never desire. Certain, you won't desire to go out and with your homeboys. You won't desire to go out and have drinks with the girl because you have developed and acquired a taste for God. The Bible said, taste it and see that he's good. You'll get a high off of God. God will take, John the Baptist was taken into higher heights and deeper depths with God. Each one of the men of God that walked with him, they had no desire to go and do any of the things of the world. Any of the things of the Bible say be into the world.
She shouldn't have no desire to even want to go have drinks with the girls. Like,
she won't.
I can
you know
go
what,
for that.
You know what, ma'am? Let me tell you something. You go, you know what? Anything. Now, you know, I'm not tripping, but anything, you're going to disagree with me, right? Is that what you said?
No, I was just saying, pretty much like, okay, let's say my wife is a minister, and does that make me the first man or whatever? Yeah. Okay.
Right. That makes. Do you see yourself?
I don't see. Yeah, I'm marrying whoever God got for me.
Okay.
I don't know what she's gonna be.
To that.
I ain't tripping. I mean, yeah, I can.
But I ain't finna be. I'm not finna be like, hey, baby, I'm finna go out here and have drinks with my homeboys. That is just wrong out in every aspect. Like, we can have a little cookout, and, you know, we can laugh and joke and
josh
around,
well,
you know.
But see, that's what Pastor Fred Reed said yesterday on the post. When he commented, he stated that his wife does not have those desires. And again, but he did state that, of course, pretty much like the gentleman has stated, is that he, how can I put it? That I gotta go back. I need to actually go back.
Let's say like a pastor. He probably likes football. He probably have everybody over to his house where they're watching the Super Bowl or whatever. He probably like
drinking
or whatever. Yeah, but you know he watching it. He enjoying the football game. So I don't see nothing wrong with that.
And I don't either.
Huh?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
People think because you become Christian or because you become a person of God, or that you can't have fun. But that's why I go back to the scripture: don't let your good be evil spoken of. And again, if you out at the bar, and you, I know some women, they so full of crap. They'll want to holler at a dude. They'll want to holler at a dude, and it'll be four of them. And they yell, "Girl, we gonna sit here, us four, and let old girl. She got a man at home, but we gonna let old girl holler at this dude that's coming up." And no, we was all sitting at the table together. It was just this dude that came up, baby. They play that game, but even though she may not be playing that game, guess what? Again, don't let your good be evil spoken of. Somebody in the church. That, guess what? You know they full of the devil, and they come back, "Yeah, Pastor, we seen your wife sitting up there chilling with old girl in them." You know, dudes coming up to the table. How does that look? Again, you have to represent who you are for Christ. You got to. And like I say, when you become involved like that, you have no desire to want to do it. As a man, as I begin to mature, I have no desire to want to go to the bar. I have no desire to want to go to the club, period, just as an adult. I have no desire to. As I begin to say, hey, I want a family, I have no desire to. As I begin, you know, if I'm having a daughter, guess what? I have no desire. You know why? Because I want to set a better example just for her from a moral point of view. Just from a moral point of view, because I know what's out there. The only thing out there is a bunch of mess. So when you become someone that's even, like I say, a Christian that's trying, that's growing, that's being elevated in Christ, in the church, you want to set a bad example. Because, and like, guess what? Ain't no fun out there, really. What are you doing? You steady just spinning your wheels in the same place. Why? Why?
For no reason at all.
I have to say it myself, as a black man, as a man of color, the time I've spent BSing, when I could have been helping another young man, talking to another young man, or setting another example. You have to be real about things. We really have to be real about those things. So like I say, it goes back to you have to set that example when you're in that position. What does Barack Obama look like? Hat turned backwards. I mean, it's not really nothing to it. But what did he look like somewhere with his pants hanging off his butt, you know what I'm saying, with a blunt in his hand as the president? It's the same, I mean, the same
True.
Thing. What does he look like? He's supposed to be a pillar of the government, the president of the United States. So
right.
Who do we have to look to as other people of color, politicians coming up, or young black men and women looking at the president? Who do we have to look to? If we see that, if he's doing that, then, I mean, hey, what example do we have? What truth do we have that's set in stone for us to be as Christians if we don't have someone that stands up and say, hey, this shouldn't be so? We shouldn't even be in it, because we still can have fun. We still can do things. We still can, the music, all that. But be Christ-like with it. And that's just being real.
You're right.
Regardless of what type of sinner you are or saint you are, that's just being real. The truth is just the truth.
Right. Right. I mean, I'm actually looking in my inbox, and it's like, people like what you have to say, so we're going to, you know, I have a question for you. So, again, do you feel like a pastor's wife, like, did you hear when I read the comment from someone that was stating that she should be modest, you know, and can tone it down a little bit, and that Megan Good kind of brought out, she's bringing Hollywood into the church? Do you agree with that?
That's what the devil wants. I agree with it totally. That's what the devil wants. Let me tell you, if you're building a house and you're off a quarter of an inch at the bottom, and by the time you get to the top, you know how far you're off? You're off a whole foot. The house is crooked. The house of God is crooked. That's just like I'm just being honest with you, just to get off subject a little bit, Christmas. There was never a big fat white man in no suit coming down a chimney giving anybody anything. Never.
Yeah,
but they wanted. But the devil wanted a little bit.
Don't take my Santa Claus dream away.
I'm sorry, baby, but I got to do it to you today. And you're going to learn tonight. You feel me? So, just a little untruth. The Bible says the little foxes is what tear down the vine, the little things. You remember how y'all women say it's the little things that count, baby? It is the little things that count. It's the little things that count. And the more that you sit there and pinch off of it and pinch off of it and pinch off of it, you keep pinching off the cake. And guess what? There is no more cake. You keep pinching off these Christians. You keep pinching off the truth. And guess what? There is no more truth. Somebody have to say enough is enough. Somebody have to say, hey, hold up, sister, you going totally wrong right there. And that's what nobody wants to do. Nobody want to do it for the homosexuals. Nobody want to do it for the lesbians. I said it. Yes, I did. Nobody wants to do it. I don't care what they say. That's what the Bible said, not Joe, not Flex. No, that's what the Bible said. Period. Period. That's not my word. And people want to sit here and do U-turns and go around it and make little, no, they want to make a little side. No, it's there. The Bible tells a woman to be modest in her dress apparel, period. And you look up the word modest and it'll give you the meaning. It told you to be an example. It told you to sit there and set the tone, period. They want to steer away from it. They want to bring Hollywood in here. They want to bring Hollywood all up with these preachers all on TV. No, it's not so. No, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I don't think they're right at all.
I put it like this. I'm the biggest sinner in the world. I put it like that. And guess what? I will speak the truth. I've read the word front to back. I've read the word front to back over and over and over and over again. And I got understanding. I'm intelligent, and I know. No, it does not belong together. Does not belong.
Well, you know,
together.
I really like what you're saying, and I'm going to actually keep you on just for a moment because I want to talk to somebody a tad bit older in the game and to hear what she has to say about. What the expectations of being, you know, of what a first lady and how she should represent herself. So I'm going to go ahead and chime her in right quick. Hey.
Elaine.
Call her.
Now, you don't want me to just say mama, do you? Mama. Mama, you shine away.
Is she out?
Just don't get stopped. We need you.
Elaine? She don't. We'll get back to her. I don't think she. I don't know if she hears us or not. I'm gonna make sure she does. Elaine. I don't think she hears us. We'll go back to her, but because I definitely want to hear what she has to say because she knee deep into the church herself.
I kind of want to
hear what she have to say on, you know, being older into the church, because I'm looking at it's a new wave. You know, these pastors are a lot younger now, and they are
in their flesh.
How can I put it? Right.
And
I think some of them come.
That's what I was saying. I really don't care about like the younger churches now. Now some of them probably might be genuine, but I just don't. I don't really care for it like that. It ain't that serious.
I'm going to tell you something. It's like this right here.
It's a cult.
These younger pastors, they in their flesh, period. I don't care what you say, some of them. Not all of them, but some of them. And I can say that because it's right here. You got all these girls out here that don't mind going to the strip club, busting it open. You got all these artists now telling young men to go out here and F up some commas. But just for the heck of it, and guess what? Those are their leaders. And guess what? The young ministers now are like, you know what? Hey, it's all right. It's cool. It's okay. You're encouraging that. But and while encouraging that, you got ignorant young men of color, all men, all women, going out here just doing God knows what because you won't stand your ground, stand your feet, and stand on your two feet and say, God said, no, that is not what you should do. That's not what you should be about. And you're encouraging that because guess what? That music is ministering to them. That music is ministering to them,
Whether
they do it or not. Why do you think these men are out here running out here with these 9-to-5 jobs, not taking care of their kids, throwing away their money in the strip club, and sitting up here talking about, hey, no, it is no. And then you got these women that's in the strip club going to church, and instead of this pastor saying, sweetie, the Bible told you to cover yourself up. Stop what you're doing. No, they encourage you. You know why? Because they getting a check. She going to pay her tithe.
Right.
But guess what? Is that good money? Is dope money? You're a dope dealer and you throwing money in the pot? That good money? No, it's not. All money is not good money. I've been there before,
right.
And it's not. I say that. It's
that's
not.
Right.
And again, these ministers are not, again, they're in their flesh. They're in their flesh. And you shouldn't have to bring, now the Bible told a pastor to look a certain way. That he would have pastors that look a certain way that would draw women, that would have a certain charm, that would have a certain sound that would draw women, that would draw men unto him. But he didn't say you had to take off your clothes just to get it, just to bring
them.
Right. No. Yeah. He didn't say it, and it's not, again, it's not so. These young pastors, a lot of them, they're in their flesh. And again, if you go read the words, the Bible gives the description. It gives the qualifications for a bishop, a pastor, a deacon, a mother, and a pastor's wife. It gives the qualifications in the Bible for them to be in that position. And the way they should be.
And there you have it.
Well,
I mean, there you have it. You know,
I don't hear my man.
I really, I was trying to see what mama had. Mama must be doing something else. I was trying to chime her in. I don't think she heard us because she definitely was interested in the actual topic
But I was trying to chime her in, but I guess, I don't know, is her reception bad or not. But I will say this. We had the show. I'm so glad we got everybody to call back and even more people. I wish more people would want. I mean, I know everybody. And Mailman and I, we don't beat you up. You are free to say whatever you would like to say. And
yeah,
I
you can say whatever you want
everybody,
to say.
Yeah, for chiming back in because I know we had some technical difficulties and this was one of the largest calls we've had, and I'm thankful everybody was interested to actually call back due to our issues, and we actually had a full house tonight and still a full house. And we want to thank you guys for everything, and definitely, Carla, you were, like, phenomenal. I mean, we thank you for your views. I didn't even have to go back to my article because you pretty much kind of threw everything out there.
Yeah,
and,
you squared it up. You put it in a different perspective, and you just, you know,
right, you
it
definitely
was good to really
did.
Hit it.
You
know,
right,
I basically,
you know.
I basically, the way I took it, I just took it as, whatever, she can wear whatever she want to wear. Because it really ain't no big deal to me, but you put it in your perspective in a knowledgeable way where I understood it.
Right.
And, you know, that was pretty cool.
So what I would like for you to do is when I go in tomorrow and later on tonight, and I will go in tomorrow too, when I go in and thank everyone for tuning in twice and even more because, and I do like the fact that our listeners, when they weren't able to get in the show, they continued to call to inbox me. I really thank you guys for that. And I guess this was an awesome topic, and everybody wanted to hear our, you know, mail and our views. But again, we did stay low from the differences on Facebook that people had. We kind of stayed low to save it for tonight. So as you can see, I feel like, you know, the times has changed. Being a pastor's wife, I feel like if you're sexy. Now, I don't say it's good to have the girls out like that, but I do feel like you can kind of be a tad bit more sexier, not the big hats. And all this, okay, because a lot of these pastor's wives and deacon wives are a lot younger, and I'm saying that because my mama's sister is a deacon's wife, and she's young. So, you know, and I make jokes with her about, well, you're going to need to wear that white hat and be, you know, that kind of stuff. But she still got she got too much youthfulness for her to walk around and all that. And I think it's nice for the older women. But when you're saying, when you like between the ages of, and you a deacon's wife.
22,
23. Right. You know, and 50 is the new 40. And, you know, a lot of, and black don't crack. So, you know, when you looking, when you a deacon's wife and you young like that, you don't really, I mean, it just sets you back to me. It sets it back. So I totally agree with some of these younger pastor wives and what they wear. And I do, like I said, Megan Good sexy. I give her that. But, yes, when you going into the church now, because you weren't able to chime in to the first part of the show, but the pastor in the union, I guess, the church union that they're in, where she was getting complaints, they were saying that she actually still wear the sexy clothes. And I don't think you should do it like that. It's okay wearing a skirt a little bit tight. I mean, because I would do it. I'm not going to just wear big old clothes. You know, I'm not going to wear the nylon stocking. You know, so I definitely think you can bring some youthfulness. And again, like I said, my aunt is a deacon's wife, and she sure don't walk around in no thick white stockings or no nylon stockings. And I would probably just laugh if I saw her in there and ask her where she would go. And I make jokes with her about it, but I definitely don't think she should walk around in it. But, you know, again, you know, go ahead.
You have to look at it like this. That's, of course, God, even, let me show you. In the Bible, it even talks about how he wanted a pastor to look. And the reason being so he could draw men and women unto God. It's a reason why you got a lot of pimps that were called to be pastors, but they went the other way. The devil tricked them. They got a mouthpiece called the gift of gab. Male, you might want to watch yourself. And the reason why, that not the mouthpiece you got, it's for a reason. It's for a reason. The looks is for a reason. God called and ordained and anoint people according to how he blessed them from a physical appearance. And in the Bible, it spoke about that. So it's nothing wrong with a woman being and sexy. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can go entirely too far. That's all. And that right there, as a man, and I, like, again, like I say, I've struggled with certain things, and I know other men, we do, we're very visual. That's entirely just too far. But we, yes, we can be and look nice as Christian people, look sexy
right.
as Christian people. But when it comes to, you got to have part of your boobs out, your breasts out, your all the way down to your behind, the crack of your behind showing, nah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Right, yeah, I totally disagree with that. I totally disagree with that. But I have our life coach. She's actually tuning in to the show, and she's kind of going back and forth, laughing, talking about the nylon stockings. So shout out to Karen.
Karen don't even call nobody no more.
Yeah, but she be calling in. She just got to talk. Well, you know, but I know Tim. But this is, you know, this is the month she'll be back. So we'll definitely have Carolyn on some of the shows this month. So we're going to give a shout out to Carolyn.
We're going to talk about something nasty next week.
Yeah, next week, you know. So we were a little bit too serious this week. But again, I thank everybody.
It went too serious. It's good. You know, it's good that it be.
Good. I mean, I'm telling you, this was a great topic, and I'm glad that we were able to go back in. And like I said, I thank everybody from calling in both times. You know, it's showing me and Mel so much love on this show, because I can't even imagine. And usually, you know, we blast our shows all day. I didn't blast this one all day because I feel like, you know, it was so much tempting comments. I just didn't want to just keep it going all day. But, of course, you know, we usually blast all day, you know, on Tuesdays and Mondays. But, you know, when I was blasting all day on Sunday, it was just, Monday, we just started getting so much, you know, going back and forth. I was like, well, let me lay low, because we won't have, you know, we wanted you guys to call in. We really didn't want to go all over everything on Facebook. So
right,
I'm glad that everybody, you're right, you know, but I'm glad everybody tuned in. And again, like I said, this is one of our biggest shows yet. And I thank you guys for calling in and, you know, twice for us. And may I go ahead and give you a shout out, of, you know, Lace Front Killer on Twitter. Go ahead and show it to him.
You can catch me on Twitter at Lace Front Killer with an A. You can catch my hair page on Instagram, Exotic Plush Hair. You can catch me on Facebook at Miguel Esperanza and Miguel Mailman Esperanza. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
Okay, well, like us. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Like us. Join our page on Blog Talk Radio. Again, check us out on Twitter. I say this every week. Go to our YouTube page. I'm going to keep that YouTube page going until July, and then we're definitely going to change that YouTube channel. We're going to do, but for now, just keep going on there, hitting like, because we definitely need that. Continue to order the T-shirts. Because, like I said, Mailman and I, we made a nice amount of money on those T-shirts, and we are sponsoring two kids to go to a church summer program. We already chose the church. We don't want to disclose that, but we just want you to know what you're doing for us. We actually made it for a good cause. We're not gyrating with the money. We're actually doing things with it. So we actually sponsored two kids. The summer program starts in July. We sponsored two children who were unfortunate to go to the program, but they will be going for 3 weeks. So that came from Tulip Tuesday and from you guys actually purchasing those T-shirts from me. And, again, we thank everybody. We thank you, caller. You were the bomb. Like I said, I want you to chime in on my post, because I want everybody to know who you are, because you were phenomenal. You were great. Everybody, stop being scared. to talk to us, and we're not going to say anything out the way. Stop being scared. Okay, you guys have a good night.
I'm going to go in on your mama.
I know you're gonna give it to her. I know you're gonna give it to Elaine. But Elaine, I don't know what Elaine's doing, but I'm gonna tell her when we get off the show that what's going on with you, because we really wanted you tonight. Because I know my auntie wasn't gonna say nothing. The one who married to a deacon, she run inside the show, go on, so she ain't gonna say that. So, but I just want to thank everybody. So y'all have a good night. Continue to listen to us. Have a good night.
Keep that.